And Roy Igabala was once in goal, near a third point. Put it in!
Mario Gutierrez, you're the hat trick!
Irvin's 2-3. That's good. Carry Irvin from downtown.
Swing out the buzzer. Buzzer! Oh, he blanks in the three.
Allen for three. Berries in the horn.
Goal! Lionel Messi!
Superb goal from distance. Lewandowski shows exactly.
Alexis Sanchez, what a finish!
Golden State Warriors has just won 2015 NBA Championship.
10, 9,
8,
7,
6,
5, 4,
3,
2,
1,
go!
Hello, dear audience. Welcome to Highlights, Sports, and Billy. Some history has been made recently, and of course, let's check out what really happened in the history of human sport. Let's perk your ears up and listen to Highlights, Sports this episode. In World Sports News, Olive and Vivian will brush you those highlights in the past week on both basketball and football courts. The game Manchester City against St. Paris, Real Madrid against Wolfsburg is on the line, and in weekly 4C, Jade and Jizzy will foresee those big games. Warriors had just tied the franchise record of winning 72 games in a season by just beating the Spurs and give the Spurs the first home loss this season. In another game, we're talking about this phenomenal historical Warriors team. In your man, let's talk about golf with Yvonne. In the great, let's listen to the event on the second episode on Neymar. Now, let's kick off with War Sports News.
Well, glad to see you again. Welcome to this week's World Sports News. I'm Vivian.
Hello, I'm Olive. As we all know, there are lots of big events happening this week. We'll get to know this later on.
So let's first look at the roundup of them.
Golden State Warriors failed to remain their steady state, yet still achieved 72-9 record after a 199-1 victory over the Grizzlies.
In the UEFA Champions League this week, Real Madrid got a humiliating 0-2 loss in Germany.
Barcelona extended their terrible performance at Anoeta Stadium, and after this 0-1 defeat, their lead in the league has been cut to 3.
In the much-anticipated competition, the fourth round of the China Soccer League, Beijing Guoan gained a 0-3 complete defeat to Evergrande at the Worker Stadium.
Now, let's check this in detail.
The Warriors experienced a narrow escape in Memphis with Draymond Green's big shots. In most time of the game, the Grizzlies strongly took the initiative, and just in the middle section of the fourth quarter, they still held a 10-point lead, which has been an admirable accomplishment for this unmanned team. Under such level defense, the would-be MVP Stephen Curry had only 17 points and 3 for 14 from downtown. However, Draymond Green became the hero this night. A couple of 3-point plays, dominating defense, and the game-winning tip-in, 23 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 assists. He almost saved the team all by himself. The Warriors are not showing their dominance earlier this season, including 2 straight home game losses to Boston Celtics and Minnesota Timberwolves, and their leading guy Curry are simply not in condition. However, despite all this, their record 72-9 are still historic, and they still had a chance to break 73-10 record. The days go by,
I can feel them flying like a... In the middle of last week, the quarterfinals of European Champions League kicked off. The most surprising match will be the game between Real Madrid and Wolfsburg. Before the game, Real Madrid has just beaten Barcelona and had a high morale, while Wolfsburg just ranked 8th in the league, which seemed to make this match have no suspense. Yet, contrary to many expectations, Wolfsburg was no doubt the better team that night, though the road team also created a few chances in Germany. Ricardo Rodriguez and Arnold's 2 goals made the prospect for Real Madrid very green. In the other games, Bayern Munich 1-0 Benfica, Barcelona beat Atletico de Madrid for the third time this season with the 2-1 score, and Paris Saint-Germain got a 2-2 draw with Manchester City at home.
in the 32nd Spanish League, Barcelona upset 0-1 away loss to Real Sociedad, continuing their awful performance in this stadium. Just in the 4th minute of the game, Barcelona conceded a goal early. In the rest 90 minutes, they steadily controlled the situation, created several chances, but grasped none of them due to the goalkeeper's crucial saves one after another. What's more, one thing worth mentioning is that in their recent 7 visits here, none of the results ended up with Barcelona's victory. After this disappointing loss, the lead in the league is down to 3 points and the suspension of the title seems to be brought back.
Guangzhou Evergrande had a blowout 3-0 victory against Beijing Guoan on road. Evergrande had just surrendered a loss in Japan and was almost kicked out of their group. Nevertheless, the controlling power they show in this game totally suppressed the home team. Ricardo Goulart scored 2 goals and Gao Ling also scored his 78th goal in the franchise history, which makes him become the all-time best shooters of the team. And with Zheng Chen's sensational saves of the only few chances of Beijing Guoan, this 3-0 victory cannot be sweeter.
So that's all for today's World Sports News. See you next week.
See you.
Hello, dear audience. Welcome to today's Hello Game. I'm Billy.
I'm Olive.
Okay, as you just see that Warrior has just tied the franchise record with the Chicago Bulls, and they are now having 72 wins in just one season. So, Olive, what do you think about that?
I think it's an incredible record, and there are only two teams which can win over 70 games in a season, and they also have a 24 winning streak in the season. That's a third time best time. I think that I also see some statistics that they are the 13-20 years that winning the 36 of 38 games in a season. Former two were the 06-07 Mavericks and 2012 and 13 Miami Heat. But these two teams have totally different results.
Yes.
So I think that's a very good record. But if they behave like the Mavericks that year in the playoffs, that would be meaningless.
So which one do you think is more important, like to contend a championship or just to break that franchise record in that regular season? Which one do you think is more important?
In my opinion, I dare say that breaking this 73-9 record is more important.
Yeah.
That's an amazing standpoint,
right? Amazing.
And because I think they last year have already got one championship, and you know there are many superstars in their career, maybe one is enough.
Yeah.
And they also have one, but you know that this record, maybe they'll never have a chance to break this in their career in the future.
Yeah.
So I think it's very important. I think they all say that it's not important than the championship, but I think they in their deep heart must want to break this strong desire.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Okay. And me personally, I think that both are important, but I think if you want a championship, it seems that your regular season record is more real, you know. If you are really that good a team, you should also behave that well in the playoffs. There's not any reason for Warriors to not win the championship this year because they have already beaten the rest of the 29 teams, and they have just gave the Spurs the first home loss today.
Yes.
And you know Steph Curry just take the game over in the final minutes, and you know Spurs can't do much about him, just like the rest of the team can do about the Michael Jordan in the past. Let's see, you know, Warriors, their first home loss is to the Celtics recently, and because they're not behaved that well in their home court, and they lose another one a few days later, and to the Minnesota Timberwolves team that is now rebuilding.
That's
really strange. Don't you think that? Do you think that they're having a lot of pressure on their road to beat that record?
Maybe they're too relaxed in that game.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm so amazed to see that the game against the Grizzlies is the first time that they had a 1-point victory.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. I haven't noticed it before.
And, you know, Steve Kerr just, you know, when they later the play against the Spurs, Steve Kerr just crashed his hands on the strategy board and shows that he's really angry about what his team is now behaving. Okay, talking about Steve Kerr, you know, Steve Kerr is also sitting on that bench of 95-96 Chicago Bulls back in those days with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman with Phil Jackson coaching him. And they got 72 wins.
It's very lucky to witness this two big records.
And, you know, Steve Kerr became this mate. You know, Steve Kerr is the head of the Warriors, and he's also a member of the Chicago Bulls back in those days. This record made Steve Kerr the first player or the first man ever to be a part of 70 wins team, you know.
Yeah, I know. He's the only man to win this to be a part of this two records.
Do you think that it's just lucky or he has some special magic, you know? Back in his Chicago Bulls day, he always puts a lot of key shots. Like a key 3-pointer, he's a good 3-pointer.
Yeah, in the finals, in six time.
Yeah, that's right. Is Steve Kerr a important figure for the Warriors, don't you think?
I think he's really a very important guy. Although this season, at the beginning of the season, you know, Luke Walton, took this. And they still got very good rankings.
Yeah.
But in his first season, his team, he shows really very great ability.
Yeah.
And that's what we can see in all time history.
Yeah.
So it brings different things to this team rather compared to the Mark Jackson.
Yeah.
And they're also very good.
That's right.
But he cannot bring this team to be a championship team, but Steve Kerr did it. How he did it, we don't know. So that's what makes him so great.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, there's a lot of people put comparison like Steph Curry to Michael Jordan and Draymond Green to Dennis Rodman and the whole Warriors team to the past Chicago Bulls team. So, do you think, let's just imagine, if they're having a 7-game series, which do you think will be the final winner?
That's a hard problem, but I haven't witnessed that time. 95-96 Bulls. I haven't seen their games.
Yeah.
But through the videos and some reports about this, I think maybe Warriors don't have the chance to win this series. Even if they cannot, they don't have chance to play Game 7. you know. Now up to now, Stephen Curry is now still far away from what Michael Jordan did before. Michael Jordan is always considered now to be the best ever player in the history because he has a steady performance in the last 15 seasons.
Yes,
Stephen Curry he just did in this last 2-3 seasons. So
yeah.
I think his ability is not that level. Hasn't reached that level.
That's right.
So and I think Scott Pippen is maybe without Michael Jordan, he will be another superstar. He's also a big star, but maybe without Michael Jordan, he will be a greater star.
Yeah.
So that two superstar is better than Stephen Curry and Clay Thompson this match.
So you think that the Chicago Bulls will finally crash the Warriors?
Yeah, I think so.
And I think so too, because, you know, Michael Jordan, his size is much bigger than Klay Thompson and Andre Iguodala and Harrison Barnes, and he's much faster than those players too. And who's gonna defend Michael Jordan? Who's gonna defend Scottie Pippen? If you finally put a lot of double team or triple team or just five players' attention on them,
will have chance.
If they just be defend and they have the rest of the players who can play, you know, Luke Longley is a tall white guy. 7'2 or 7'1. He's tall, and you know he can pass just like an Andrew Bogut. And Dennis Rodman is playing aggressive against today's, which are considered
much softer than yeah. what we have seen in this year.
Yeah. And, you know, today, if you just stared at a player, you would call it a technical foul. But back in those days, if you pushed a player, your player got into the fight, maybe the technical foul won't be caught. After the hand check, the foul is caught more often than players, a smaller player will get more fouls and they're easier to get to the free throw line.
Yeah.
And back in those days, you know, much in a game, there's hardly any free throws and the game it goes play and play. And I think that if you use the pass rules of the NBA, Steph Curry will hardly get any of the free throws. And he will be locked up by a son of the outside defender of Chicago Bulls, and he will not shoot three-pointer. And if Steph Curry is scratchy cold and the rest of his team is done, you know, Draymond Green cannot open up the space for Klay Thompson and Andre Iguodala. And, you know, Warriors is done. And Michael Jordan is attacking, and Scottie Pippen is attacking. They're fast-breaking, and they cannot be stopped. And so I think that though the Warriors may beat that franchise record, they are still far away from that legendary Chicago Bulls. Yeah. Don't you agree with that?
This team has also created so many legends.
Yes, that's right.
They haven't got a losing streak in a whole season. That's incredible.
But, you know, what dramatically happened is that they are often beaten by those teams that were...
Yeah, they cannot reach into the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, like Lakers just win them for almost 20
points. Strange game.
Very strange. Back in those Shacktown days, and Chicago Bulls are very good at taking top games and those soft games, you know, and they're losing is like 1 or 2 points. The game deficit never becomes too big. And, you know, when the Warriors play against the Lakers, they're too lazy against the Lakers. And they think that they were destined to win the game. And they will shoot some three-pointer in the fourth quarter, and they will finally pull back those scores. And they failed. I think that Warriors may be sometimes lazy, and their team spirit is not even close to that Chicago Bulls, which has their top.
What do you think of their playoff prospects?
Their playoff prospect, you know, Houston Rockets is very disappointing this season. And, you know, this is Kobe's final matchup against the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
In Houston also today. And Kobe Bryant scored 35 points and James Harden scored.
Yeah, everyone one day face James Harden, it seems that they will have a very, very, very huge performance.
And that's right. And you know, after the game, James Harden just hugged Kobe Bryant and whispered to him, "Hey, you may help us to beat the Utah Jazz, and we can't go into the playoffs."
Yes, but I still remember the last year when the Warriors get a championship, the Doc Rivers said,
"Yeah,
the Warriors got a championship because they're not faced with the Spurs and Clippers."
Yeah,
but what is interesting that this year this will be test.
This will be the big test.
Very likely to be test.
Yeah,
Clippers first. These two teams, if they want to win the championship, these two teams they must have climbed it.
They will just put a lot of hard work against the Warriors.
So do you think these two teams will be the obstacles?
Well, I think Clippers would never beat on obstacles.
Oh,
yeah.
4-0?
I think it would be 4-0.
Oh, that's
because you know, you see in the regular season, their first game when Warriors play in the Staples Center.
Yeah.
And
lead by 20 points.
And lead by 20 points, and just Warriors shoot 3-3-3, and the game is tied, and the Warriors lead, and the Warriors finally win the game. Their second or third game, fourth game, you know, Clippers doesn't even have a slight chance.
But that's the indication there without Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
Don't you think that he'll make a little bit of difference?
Maybe, but you see that first game, in the first quarter, Blake Griffin is producing for the Clippers, but he suddenly went cold in the second and third and fourth quarter.
And that's his problem.
That's his problem. He's played. He can offense, but you know, he still has a lot of room for improvement. And maybe Blake Griffin will make a slight change in that Clipper team. But I don't think that Clippers will be Spurs will be the biggest obstacle of Warriors to contend championships.
I have the country standpoint,
well,
I think the Spurs won't make much trouble for this team, but I think the Clippers will have a chance.
Clippers may have the chance.
Yeah, I think so.
You really think
in the two games when Clippers were against the Warriors with Kawhi Griffin, two games, yeah. it's just only a little bit from the victory.
Yeah.
So
maybe they will have a chance, but if Blake Griffin is not playing, don't you think that the Clippers team will become a little bit faster? And if Jeff Green is playing that power forward position, and you know Blake Griffin cannot shoot three pointer, but Jeff Green can do the 3-point shooting, and he can just drag the team a whole faster. And maybe I think that if the Clippers is playing against the Warriors, maybe they have now down 2-0, and maybe Blake Griffin would not start the game. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Because the Warriors plays too fast here.
Yeah.
You know, one big, four small, or five small, and it's too hard to defend. And I don't think there would be a 4-0 series, I think. But maybe six games? It's not that easy, I think.
Yeah. And you're a Celtics fan, and you know maybe you're a little bit of a fan of Doc Rivers, and maybe you'll support him. And you know, I think that once the Warriors get into the NBA Finals, none of the Cleveland Cavaliers or Toronto Raptors will stop.
I don't think any Eastern Conference teams will stop.
Yeah, and you know,
just like the former years Los Angeles Lakers, if they get out of the Western Conference, they will have no opponent.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's all for today's highlight game, and let's expect, will Warriors finally break the franchise record, and will they finally win the NBA championship? Okay, thank you. I'm Billy.
I'm Holly.
See you next week.
See you.
We are the people who turn illegal to legal. We take the good with the evil, create more spells than the Beatles. And the Lions are logo. We the sharks in the water. Multimedia moguls, more offices than the old. We do everything. Put up in the game to entertain. Finish it by enemy necessary.
Finish it by enemy necessary.
We everywhere.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Weekly for C. I'm Jade.
I'm Jessie, and glad to see you all.
Well, recently we all watched several very interesting games, right?
Yes, it's of course, such as the game between Real Madrid and Wolfsburg and Manchester City versus Paris.
Yeah, I remember that when we saw the result of drawing, we all believed that Madrid was very lucky. It's supposed to enter the next stage, but we all saw the result of their first match against Wolfsburg.
Yes, and after they won Barcelona, I thought they could win Wolfsburg easily, but actually, they were beat up.
Yep, and talking about another game, I don't know what to say. Both of them lost too many chances. And I must say that Man City was very lucky. Joe Hart played really well, even Smolik can make a goal.
Yep, these two games were really interesting and beyond our expectations.
Yeah, although Man City had a very good performance in the Champions League, today we will talk about their very important game in Premier League.
Yeah, the game between Manchester City and Chelsea.
And like Chelsea, Man City has a very tight agenda for competition. This week, they also played the second round versus Paris. I hope they can refresh soon, you know, although Chelsea sits in a very embarrassing place, they still have the strength to win.
Yeah, we all know that Chelsea has some problems between the players and the coach Mourinho. We don't know what happened between them, but we can see that in order to kick him off, they even dreamwalked on the field.
Yeah, and after almost half of the matches, those players succeed, they also seated in a poor place.
Yes, I don't know what to say. If I were a fan of Chelsea, I wouldn't like to say they do things like that. They failed their supporters.
But I think those players' problem with Mourinho was incompatible. So they did this. That is good.
Yeah, so this time Chelsea may beat Manchester City. City has a very busy agenda and they also face the coach problem.
Well, it seems that Guardiola will be the coach of City next season. So next year Premier League will be really interesting. but I don't think it's a good idea to let the world know this decision this early. You know, this will make Pellegrini uncomfortable and also those players.
But City now sits in the fourth place. Maybe this is the reason they let him go. Guardiola may bring better performance to the City.
But who knows what will happen next year? You see, the Leicester City now is the top of the league.
So we can predict the result, right? Like this game in April the 17th, both of them were in a very complicated situation, but they both have the power to beat their opponents. Although it seems impossible for them to win the league, but they will have the chance to qualify for the Champions League next year.
Haha, in order to save their face, Chelsea will win this time.
Well, this is only your prediction. I think City can beat Chelsea up this time.
Okay, I just can't wait to see it. The recent game between Chelsea and Man City is on April 25th, next Sunday. Don't miss it.
It's just wait and see.
And next goes an interesting AD. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
Hoy te he hecho mal, vaya, ya que en Dortmund estaba muy especial.
Hello everybody, welcome to today's Your Man. I'm Ivan and so delighted to see you all again. In the last program, we talked about gymnastics and Queen Nadia Comaneci. And I see the sport will say something about, yeah, it's golf. Golf is a club and ball sport in which players use various clubs to hit balls into a series of holes on the course in as few strokes as possible. Also,It is one of the few ball games that do not require a standardized playing area. The game is played on a course with an arranged progression of either 9 or 18 holes. Each hole on the course must contain a tee box to start from and a putting green containing the actual cup. There are other standard forms of terrain in between such as the fairway, rough, and hazards.But each hole on the course is unique in its specific layout and arrangement. On top of this, it is played for the lowest number of strokes by an individual, known as stroke play, or the lowest score on the most individual holes in the complete round by an individual or team, known as match play. Stroke play is the most commonly seen format at all levels.Golf is no longer the preserve of the rich and famous. Pretty much anyone can give golf a go. Pretty much anyone can give golf a go, and you don't even have to wear those ridiculous class first either. Golf is an exceptionally skillful game and is a great way to easing yourself back into fitness, or just going along for the social side of the sport, especially the 19th hole.Golfers will tell you how addictive a sport it can be. It's both enjoyable and annoyingly frustrating at the same time. You can go from hitting one brilliant drive to following up with the shockingest hit, leaving you tearing your hair out. Yet you keep coming back for more. usually, as soon as you see the bad shot, you are so keen to take her next, you stride purposefully up to your ball, eager to make amends. Some people are just born with the natural ability to be good golfers, while others get to a decent standard through sheer hard work and persistence. Practice, practice, and more practice being the key. One thing with golf is that you will never get in your comfort zone. Everyone is always anxious to improve and can improve. Even the likes of Tiger Woods will have a belief that he can get better. Well, there are days when everything will fall into place and you really think you've got a success. And then, the next time you play, you might have a round from hell. Hacking large devils out of the ground, losing several balls, as well as seemingly losing your mind. But one thing is certain, you will come back time and time again. Once you take to sports, you will probably end up playing it all through your lifetime, and the good thing is, you can. Golf is an excellent way to get back into exercise. Whatever your age and despite the jibes that a round of golf is a way to ruin a good walk, try thinking of it another way. On an average round, you will probably cover around 4 miles plus the extra distance looking for your lost balls, as well as enjoying a superb challenge as you go. Many people come to golf possibly thinking they can just go at it alone, without any instruction. While they may reach a possible standard, chances are they could have been so much better, just with a little guidance in the outside. Therefore, if you are considering taking up golf, try a few lessons first to get the basics right, just to get into the swing. Finally, let's listen to the golf lessons for beginners.
The popularity of golf has increased tremendously over the past 45 years, giving us champions like Arnold Palmer, Greg Norman, and Tiger Woods, and world-renowned courses like Pinehurst, Augusta National, and the Blue Monster at Dolphin. Why has golf become so popular? It's the opportunity to be outside, to get a good whole body workout, network with friends or business colleagues at a leisurely pace, and to play a game that you can never perfect. Your scorecard, over time, shows your improvement, which keeps you playing again and again. Here is a very basic lesson in golf for the person who has no clue about the game. Golf is played on an 18-hole course. Each hole has its par, which is the number of tee shots, drives, fairway shots, chips, short hits as you approach the green, and putts. The par number is based on the length and difficulty of the hole. Pars range from 3 to 6. If you get the ball in the hole in 5 shots on a par 5 hole, you made par. If it took you 6 shots, it called a bogey. If you made it in 4, it a birdie. There are usually hazards of some sort on all the holes. Bodies of water, sand traps, and trees are strategically placed to make the hole more challenging. Beginner golfers should seek to find courses to play that are easier to play with fewer hazards. Each player keeps their own score, marking the number of total number of shots for each hole. At the end, each person adds their scores. The lowest number is the winner. It is important for beginner golfers to not take themselves too seriously. It takes a long time to get good at this game, even though the professionals make it look so easy. Take a lesson or two at the onset. It will help you develop a proper swing and help you get off to a good start. Remember that it's just a game, so enjoy yourself.
Okay, this is today's Your Man. See you next week. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.
Hello, our dear audience. Welcome to this week's The Great. I'm Yvette. This week, we will continue to focus on some crucial games in Neymar's club career so far. Neymar began playing football at an early age, and he was soon spotted by Santos FC, who offered him a contract in 2003. When he was inducted into their youth academy, which has in the past produced Brazilian internationals like Coutinho, Zago, Elano, and Alex, He also joined the likes of Pepe, Pelé, and Robinho in the starting out his career at the club, nicknamed Pepsi. Neymar made his professional debut on 7th March 2009, despite being only 17 years old. The following week, he scored his first goal for Santos against Mogi Marin. 1 month later, on 11 April, Neymar scored the decisive goal in a 2-1 win against Camarades in the 2009 Campeonato Paulista semi-final first leg. In the final, however, Santos suffered a 4-2 aggregated defeat to the Corinthians. Neymar continued his ascendancy in the 2010 Campeonato Paulista, in which Neymar scored 14 goals in 19 games. The club were crowned champions after a 5-5 aggregate win over Santos and Drew in the finals. Neymar was subsequently given the award for the best player in the competition. Neymar's performance for Santos has drawn comprehensions to the other Brazilians, including Robinho and Brazilian legend Pelé. On 14 December 2011, Neymar scored the opening goal for Santos as they defeated Kashiwa Reysol in 3-1 in the semi-final of the FIFA Club World Cup at the Toyota Stadium in Toyota, Japan. A 4-2 score against Barcelona in the final on 18 December 2011, where Santos were defeated 4-0, finishing as runners-up in the competition. He won the 2011 FIFA Puskás Award for scoring a sensational solo goal in the Brazilian Serie A against Flamengo in a 4-5 loss. On 5 February 2012, when he turned 20, he scored his 100th goal as a professional football player against Palmeiras in the Campeonato Paulista. Thereafter, he went on to score twice in the first and the second legs in the 2012 Campeonato Paulista final against Grêmio, which ended 7-2 on aggregated. He finished the 2012 Campeonato Brazilian Serie A with 14 goals and being voted the best forward. He won the 2012 South America Footballer of the Year, retaining his award and winning it ahead of the likes of Ronaldinho. On 24 May 2013, Santos announced that they had received two offers from Neymar. The following day, Neymar announced he would sign with FC Barcelona on 27 May 2013 and join the team after playing in the 2013 Confederations Cup. Neither Neymar nor the club released details on the transfer fee or personal terms, except to say he signed a 5-year deal. On 3 June 2013, Neymar was unveiled by the Barcelona after passing medical tests and signing a contract that would keep him at the club through June 2018. Neymar made his competitive debut for Barcelona during the opening game of the 2013-14 La Liga season as 63rd minute substitute for Alex Sanchez in a 7-0 win against Levante UD. On 21 August, he scored his first competitive goal for the club in the first leg of the 2013 Supercopa de España against Atlético Madrid, 7 minutes after coming on as a substitute for Pedro. In May 2015, the closing match of the season, Neymar scored the last goal in a 3-0 win against FC Bayern Munich in the first leg of the Champions League semi-final. A week later, he scored both the team's goals in a 3-2 second leg defeat at the Allianz Arena to ensure Barca would qualify for the 2015 UEFA Champions League final. He also opened the scoring with a header in a 2-0 league win versus Real Sociedad, a result which gave Barca a 4-point lead over Real Madrid with only 2 matches remaining. After securing the league title on the 17th May with a 1-0 win over Atlético de Madrid at the Estadio Vicente Calderón, Barcelona defeated Athletic Club 3-1 at the Camp Nou in the 2015 Copa del Rey final on 13 May, with Neymar scoring the second goal for the Barça. I'm so sorry that there isn't enough time on a 5-minute program, so I can't share all his crucial games with you. However, through the games we have mentioned, we have to admit that he's one of the world's best footballers. Owning the world's best football talent, dribbling skill, and consciousness of football, which have made him the world's top 3 footballer. I'm sure he will help Barca come back from the temporary getting strong. That's all for this week's Highlight Sports. I'm Yvette. See you in next week. Work, 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 you don't work, 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 work.
Cast Producer
Jesse 王倩
Broadcaster Zagaris 陈云涛
Vivian 龚怡杰
Journalist
Claire 冠宏佳
Yvette 李一菲
Ivan 刘思月
Jay 王璐
Olive 杨欣
Billy 刘浩鹏
Laura 蓝瑞安
Love Radio CUC。
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。